we got told Thursday night by Manchester United that there was nowhere we could do anything with Sam in terms of a loan deal. We tried to buy him, but they said no to that situation. And as it happened, the few sort of contacts that we've got with the inquiries that are made and the plan B that we had in place, we were really pleased that Tony Pulis and West Brom have agreed to let Anders come to the rest of the season. There's no recall up from West Brom. He's here right to the end of the season, so he'll be available for every game. And we had to protect ourselves as a football club. Sam's a fantastic goalkeeper who we'd love to have at this football club. We've done as much as we can in terms of trying to secure that. But Manchester United in a strong position that they don't want to let him go. But we've got an experienced goalkeeper who's played international football, Champions League, and been at one of the biggest clubs in the world. So delighted he's agreed. He's excited about coming. And ultimately, he'll keep enhancing this football club.
Today wasn't a great example, but you do have a very solid defensive record. You must be hoping that he can help maintain that.
Yeah, look, we want him to keep improving all the time. We didn't defend as well as we could do, but Anders has got that experience and know-how and wants to play first-team football. Could have quite easily stayed at West Brom and been around their first team, but wants to come, and I think it's a big signing for us again.
You've got a lot of former Manchester United players in your side now. Do you think that'll help him settle in?
I think it won't do any harm when you look that we've got Ben here, obviously Liam Grimshaw and Marnik as well. Sam speaks highly of him, he speaks highly of Sam, so I'm sure they'll have a conversation. It can only help with other players who know him when he first comes into the club later in the week.